For those of you who don't know, Vivian is a natural health practitioner. She's also a Diamond Ambassador in New Wave, has a very successful group. She's got 25 years of experience in health and health concerns. She's qualified in nutrition, naturopathy, reflexology, Chinese medicine, and the list goes on, which I won't detail everywhere. So she's very well qualified to talk about this because it's one of the things that she comes across a lot in her practice and has come across a lot in her practice. We're going to talk about detoxing, which is a pretty good way to begin the new year, I think, given what is no doubt a fairly excessive indulgence over the Christmas period if you're anything like me.
Yeah, well, we all do, don't we?
I think everybody does to some extent, even if, you know, even if they're not working at it, so to speak. Yeah. Anyway, let's get on to the subject. We're going to talk about detoxing, and I suppose the right place to start, Vivian, is really to look at, why? What is it that people suffer from, and why is it we should go through this process? So perhaps we could just develop on that a little bit first.
Yes, of course. I think it's a very loose description that's sort of bandied around these days, and really, it just comes from poor diet. You know, a lot of refined foods, lack of movement, you know, not enough exercise, desk-bound and then car-bound and then, you know, couch potato sort of thing. Poor sleep, you know, sleeping well, then you build up a lot of acidity, you don't repair. And it's incredible, you know. I have people who come into the practice who haven't slept well for 20 years. And
really?
You know, they just can't be regenerating at night properly. Lack of water, classic one, and pollution. I mean, Chris Woolham said a long time ago, he said, you know, in 1930 there were 1 million tons of chemicals in the world, and now, you know, there are over 400 million tons. So, I mean, pollution's a big one. Electropollution, electrosmog pollution, geopathic stress, all that side as well. And then, of course, sluggish elimination, constipation, you know, which leads to decomposing matter, and we can go on and expand on that a bit later if you like.
I'm sure we will as we go through. We're talking about poor diet and lack of exercise and these kinds of things. What does that kind of lead to in terms of? I know you've talked about poor sleep and what have you, but I think it's useful to pick up on the other areas because, I mean, particularly over Christmas, I know most people. You eat too much over Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and I'm well aware of the impact that kind of thing has on me. I feel tired and you know those kinds of things.
Sluggish, yes. That's why I said lack of movement because it doesn't mean that you've got to go down to the gym all the time. I mean, you know, you can actually just sort of go up and down stairs a few times or walk around the block, and especially after a heavy meal, it's a very good idea if you just take a walk around the block.
Yeah.
And or even just sort of standing up, reaching and stretching, and then bending down and touching your toes.
Yeah.
It's just getting the circulation going, moving the muscles, pumping the lymph. I don't know, you know, as practitioners, we are all taught, you know, that the lymph does not have a heart to pump it round the body. The lymph system, which is, again, loosely talked about these days, it's the one of our main eliminative channels. And it is moved by the muscles. In fact, the muscle movement creates the movement that stimulates the lymphatic flow. So that's why it is so important. And that's why when we go to sleep at night, there's not a lot of lymph movement going on. It doesn't mean the lymph's not working. It is. But you'll wake up and you'll find your feet have swollen. And again, you know, apart from being high up and the altitude affecting us, when we fly, part of it is because we're so static. And that's why you have to get moving again and get the swelling down and get the lymph moving. So I don't know whether that answers your question. Was that what you asked me?
Well, I think it's going some way towards it. If we look at, I know the lifestyle factors affect people dramatically in terms of the fact that we don't exercise as much as we used to, and we lead more sedentary lives, and very often we lead much more stressful lives as well in terms of the sort of mental stress that people put under. But from the toxin point of view, I guess it's a case of looking at the way the diet works, particularly the diet works, because from that, of course, I mean, the phrase is something along the lines of, you know, you are what you eat. And consequently, I guess it starts with that particular point, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. And then you get excess weight. And you know, that's one of the big things, is that when your body gets too acid, your body compensates by putting on fat to help reduce the acidity. So, you know, that's a big part. I think it's very much underplayed, that. And, again, dietary fats, the right dietary fats, will help with excess weight. And then, of course, lack of energy. When people don't have any energy, you know, I can't understand why they just generally don't feel well. And which leads to poor health and generally feeling unfit, muscular tension, digestive problems, you know, that sort of thing, stress, and, of course, depression. And those are all factors that are involved with toxin buildup.
So what it kind of gets to be a bit of a vicious circle by the sound of it, you know. You put on a bit of weight and you don't feel like working and working out because you don't have the energy to do it. And you feel depressed about it because you're overweight and, you know, all those kinds of... You start to
Absolutely.
Lose, don't you?
And then you know, your bowels don't work. See, they go, oh, I'll eat a bit more, maybe they will, you know. So it just sort of goes, you know, downwards and it goes pear-shaped. And it's just the question of sort of saying, right, well... Okay, today's been today or whatever, and this is what I'm going to do now and just move forward.
So we can effectively lay at the door of diet and most things. You know, this modern lifestyle that we actually have is effectively causing greater levels of toxicity. I think that's perhaps, I mean, I know that's a generalisation and perhaps a bit risky to say as a fact without a lot of evidence to back it up, but it seems to me that people suffer from that.
Absolutely.
It seems to me people are suffering from that kind of problem more and more frequently.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the mechanisms for a second or two, and let's just move on then to elimination, because if you've got this toxin build-up, I mean, clearly people don't go from a state of cleanliness and lack of toxins to toxic overnight, and we know that things gradually build up, but of course your body's working to keep itself clean and keep itself efficient all the time. So how do those mechanisms work? Let's just talk.
Well, yes, the body actually, I mean, it's a fantastic organism, really. I mean, we all know that we breathe in air through our lungs and that we expel air through our lungs. One part of it we need and one part we don't need. But, well, actually, we could just do it now. You know, when you're breathing, we only use the upper part of our chest. So if we all just sort of take a deep breath in and then just breathe out, really letting the lower ribs go towards each other, sort of almost you can press them in, and that really expels the air. And then breathe in again. I mean, in a very simple way, that's a very simple example of how you can help to detox just your lungs by getting the old air from the bottom part out. And it's this sort of simple understanding of the eliminative channels that really helps. The skin, of course, is a major organism of detoxification, and that's why things like sauna and sweating is so useful. But at the same time, when you sweat, you do also lose minerals and essential fats, so you need to replace those through the nutrients. Then the large intestines, the bowels, you know, that's a very important area for elimination. And what happens is you get a build-up. It's a bit like plumbing, you know, where we get hard water in our pipes and it leaves a sludgy, thickened layer inside, and so eventually things don't work. And that's exactly what happens in our intestines. And that's why it's important to take something to break that down. And then we've got the lymphatic system, which we just talked about a bit, and then, of course, the kidneys, which filter a tremendous amount of water every day. They do more than that, really. They absorb some of the nutrients that we need, but they also eliminate everything else. And it's the most incredible filtering system. In fact, a simple way of checking about your kidneys is just to notice the color of your urine. If it's very strong or smells very strong, it means you're dehydrated. It can be quite yellow in color if you're taking some sort of B supplement. So that's a different type of colouring to dehydration. And that's just a very simple thing. And you should drink enough water till your urine is pretty clear, actually.
Well, one of the things we were touching on a little earlier was the fact that the lymph system is really not very well understood and how important it is in terms of eliminating toxins out of the system. Perhaps we could just talk about that a little bit more for the benefit of the people on the call, because it's a system that's not really understood very well, it seems to me, by lay people like me. So just give us a bit more about how that actually works, would you?
Yes, well, the lymphatic system is there. It collects the rubbish, if you like, through the pipework, the capillaries, etc., and all the pipework, the best way of saying it. And then it has little stations called the lymph glands where it dumps certain areas, and then another system comes in and collects it. And the main thing about the lymph system is to understand that it works with all the other eliminative systems. So if the large intestine gets blocked, then that area for elimination, it just keeps piling in, okay? So you get a backflow, if you like, and that comes
right
from the lymph. And then you'll get a backflow from there, and it'll start making the blood toxic. And then and when it finally gets really bad, you get toxemia, which is blood poisoning. And there are a lot of things you can do to stimulate the lymph, like movement, skin brushing, hot and cold, removal of toxins on the skin, because anything you put on the skin goes into the skin. So, you know, the lymph glands under the arms, for example, get blocked and congested with antiperspirants, with aluminium. So this is another reason for understanding why you don't want to block the lymph glands. That is a natural way of the body getting rid of the rubbish. I mean, you know,
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about effectively putting in, taking in toxins.
Yes.
And one of the key ways of getting rid of them is in terms of the lymph system, which if you're not exercising properly or not having some form of movement that allows for the lymph to work correctly, in turn gets blocked. So in essence, what's happening is if you're putting in more toxins, you're not getting rid of them properly, are you?
No, and of course the lymph makes antibodies to fight infection. It filters the impurities, the toxins, and the old blood cells. So if the system collects and gets sluggish, it can't purify the spent blood and assist in supporting the kidneys to the degree that it should.
Yeah. So all this is saying, you know, it's all very well thinking about what you take in, but it's also very important to realise how you've got to work at making sure you get all the rubbish out.
Exactly.
And hence the reason detoxing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Valid point. Very valid point.
Okay, so we've covered the sort of consequences of a poor diet, lack of exercise, you know, and the what happens to people who put on weight. They don't sleep so well. They probably lack energy. Sometimes they get depressed. They don't feel very good, maybe. They feel and stress just piles that on. And then if we're not exercising properly and the lungs aren't working right, your skin's poor and your lymph isn't moving because you're not working, and you've got a lot of rubbish in your gut, in your large intestine, then you're kind of compromising your system, forgetting the kidneys for a second or two, but you're compromising your system in both ways. So you can only really get more toxic.
Yeah.
Unless you do something about it. Okay. So let's talk about how we detox then, because this is the real nub of it. So
I think many people on the call will know that you just cannot get away from the fact that good nutrition plays a huge part, and there's a lot of press on that. So, and it's confusing sometimes, but you can't go far wrong if you work on the basic principles of fresh, unprocessed foods, raw foods, and avoiding the fast foods, the foods that contain hidden fats, hydrogenated fats. There's a dreadful hydrogenated fat which totally interferes with the metabolism and blocks the uptake of essential fats, and really they are wicked in the sense that they upset the balance so much, and that leads hugely to excess weight piling on as well, and sugar, hidden sugars as well. But you know, there's plenty of information about that. I don't need to go to talk about that very much, because that's something that most people who are in New Ways will learn about and find out more about that. But it's good to ask your upline for support on that, because there's plenty of information on that, and it is confusing sometimes. Then clean water. I think we've got to use a filter of some sort. And we should be looking at about 2 litres daily. And that doesn't mean you drink, you know, some people think, oh, I'll get 2 litres in and it's done. It isn't as simple as that. You need to get the water in ideally half an hour before eating, and then maybe not for another 2 hours after eating.
Why is that?
Because you don't want to dilute the digestive juices.
Okay.
All right. So people, again, think, well, I must drink water, and they pile a great big glass of water on at the table. which of course is diluting the digestive juices. So if you like, the stomach is acid waiting to break down the food, and then you're making it less acid, so it'll sit around longer. So that's an important part.
So stagger your water intake over the day, but have more before meals.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Have a good break after meals and then more before the next meal before you
Right.
And actually, if you do that, it's quite a good way of stopping what I call the sort of the graze eating, you know, where you just sort of open the fridge and eat something and then go away and then open the fridge and eat something, or walk into the larder and eat something, or just buy something at the checkout counter. You just sort of say, no, that's it. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to have some water, and then I'll wait a bit and then go on and eat. That's quite a good system. I've used that a lot with people in the practice, and that's really helped, actually. Then exercise, movement, which we talked about a bit. As I said, walking around the block, you know, fresh air, daylight, 10 minutes of daylight. I mean, I know it's very dismal on daylight today. You can't see the sun and it's very grey, but there is still, believe it or not, ultraviolet light out there. And that makes a huge difference. And in fact, at the Cancer Prevention Conference, you know, one of the things they were saying that helps prevent cancer is daylight. We need this sunlight. So it's good to get, you know, half an hour three times a week, just something like that. And as I say, it doesn't have to be at the gym, but
A brisk walk will do the job for half an hour three times a week.
Yeah,
and just to get keeps your system moving and stops the lymph from clogging up.
Yeah, and then of course we must get on to the most important part, really, which is the excellent supplementation. I mean, we have to accept, no matter how good our diet is, we cannot get the minerals from our food. It's not there. It's not in the soil to the degree that it should be. And our bodies can't make minerals. So if the body can't make minerals and it needs minerals for every bit of its body chemistry, where is it going to take it from? It's going to take it from within the body. So it'll pull it from the bones wherever it can. And then gradually you get depletion. So it just goes without saying. Minerals must be supplemented, and how do you get a great big heavy rock into a microscopic cell? And that's the beauty of Maximol. We've got this wonderful liquid mineral. So that's key. Then a good antioxidant. I mean, something like Revanol is again wonderful because it works on both the fat and water soluble part of the cell, and it binds the toxins. That's what's so exciting, is it actually pulls toxins away from the bloodstream, from the tissues. It drags it out and gets rid of it. And the same with the essential fatty acid, EFA Recovery Plus. Again, that will bind the toxins from the fatty tissues. And, of course, fat cells store a lot of the toxins. So, you know, I say to people, just think of Maximol, Revanol and EFA as your food. It should be coming from your food budget more than anything else. Because it's just key to getting those across. And I know people have heard me speak that I say, you know, you need the minerals, then you need the key in the door to open the door to the cell to get the minerals in, and that's your essential fatty acids. Then you need your Revanol to stop the cellular deterioration, slow down the aging process, wrinkles. You know, if you're getting wrinkles on the outside, you're also, your skin on the inside's deteriorating too.
Sure.
Heart, your cardiovascular system, all those things, you know, those are just key.
Okay, so those are the kind of maintenance type things that we're talking about. But if let's take me as an example. Here I am after the excesses of Christmas, feeling fat, not very fit, you know, tired and looking, and January, you always get a January blues, it seems to me, particularly people who work for a living. I don't get them because I don't treat New Ways as work. I treat it as fun, and I get a lot out of it. So that, for me, is a very exciting thing to do.
Yeah.
But for the vast majority of people who are employed, you know, and they're thinking to themselves, I really don't want to go back to work, but I'm going to have to. But they've all made resolutions about what they're going to do this year. And one of them, I know what happens here. They say, I'm going to get loose in weight, and I'm going to get fit. So
taking you as the example.
Yeah, taking me as an example.
What would I suggest you do?
Exactly, for the detox part of it, you know, get that rubbish out.
Okay, well, I would obviously, all we've been talking about, you know, I would say that you've got to put a plan of action into place, the exercise, your water, your diet, Maxmol, Revanol, EFA, and actually I would also say to you, take the Noni and the Nuvera. I mean, the Noni and the Nuvera, we could do a call on each of those. They're just fantastic. To sum them up, in our context, is they help, they're adaptogens, they help the body to balance all the systems. So if you've got diarrhea, it will help so that dries up a bit. If you've got constipation, it will loosen it. And they're brilliant, both of them, the Noni and the Nuvera, at cleaning out the bowel. And, you know, I had a patient who said to me, oh, I can't, I've stopped taking the Noni. I said, well, why? She said, well, because I can't go, I have to stay at home, I have to go to the loo all the time. And I said, well, she was very obese, too. I said, you know, just bear with it. That's your body clearing it out.
Yeah.
And you will feel much better for that.
Yeah.
But I would also say, at this time of year, brilliant time of year to say, right, we're going to have a blitz now, we need to do the antiparasite course, which is, we have this amazing range, the Purity, the Parafree, and the Feeling Good. And I would say, Nigel, now's the time to do it.
Okay, so Purity, I actually really like Purity, I can drink it quite happily, and I use it all the time, so for me, that's not a challenge. Parafree, just go through the process of...
Can I just stop you there? Because
yeah, go on.
That senna leaf in it. You have to be careful not to use it all the time. Otherwise, your body gets, the muscle gets lazy, gets used to being stimulated, and then you find it doesn't work without it.
Your best to do
the Purity in what I thought, occasionally you can use it if you feel it's very sluggish, but it's best to do it as a process. And do a week of the Purity. Now, some people, it affects them very strongly, some people not at all. And I know that in other trainings where we've talked about getting rid of this build-up of this sludgy stuff in the pipes, that you need to be at home, maybe over a weekend or something, where you know you just might have a clear-out. But it won't be the moment you drink the tea and you run to the loo. It's not that sort of thing. It could be, you know, as much as the next day or something like that. And some people, it doesn't affect them. You know, if you're doing those liquids we're talking about, that helps to keep your bowels really, working well. You won't get so much of a build-up. And then you come in, having started to break down this sludgy, putrefying mucoidal plaque, which is really most unpleasant, you then will release some of the parasites and things that are there. They'll be lined between this sludgy lining and your blood vessels of the cell wall, and once you start to break that down, they'll come away. And so then you want to give them something or put something in that will kill them, and then you have the Feeling Good, which again has plant fibers in that will pull out this as well. And it's a great feeling to do it, and you do 25 days, stop for 5 days, and then repeat it for 25 days. And I think everybody should do it on an annual basis.
Well, that's what I generally do as well. I haven't started it this year yet, but now we've had this conversation, I'm going to do that. Okay, so we're taking care of the insides. We've got ourselves clean at last. But of course, for the vast majority of people out there, they're continuing to toxify their systems because of their diet and also because of their personal care products. And I know we haven't touched on those in any way.
No, absolutely right, Nigel. And it's just, you know, again, we all know that we must avoid some of these harmful things, and so many of us can't believe that other people don't know that what you put on the skin goes into the bloodstream. And when people say, oh, well, I, you know, must be talking rubbish or something, you can say, well, you know, medicine uses this system, communication system, because we have things like nicotine patches, we have hormonal patches, so they put a chemical on the skin, a medication that they know is going to be absorbed through the pores into the bloodstream. And so, of course, that means that anything that you put on the skin goes into the skin. You know what that's like when you've got petroleum derivative chemicals that are going into the skin. And again, you know, I can repeat what Chris Willems has said about this. You know, when you've got sodium lauryl sulfate, he said it increases the permeability of the skin, which means it will draw in more of the toxins than if it wasn't there in the first place.
It also builds up in your major organs as well, of course.
So, yes, well, you know, it does. Kidneys and liver.
Yeah, so we're not we're not just talking about the fact that you've got to clear your gut every now and then. We've actually got to detox the rest of our system, and that, and that's done by putting in things, as you mentioned earlier, things like Revanol, Noni, Aloe, and Nuvera, because all those things are taking those toxins out of those major organs. I just wanted to mention a couple of other things, because I think we've come near enough to the end of our time on this, Vivian. We're near enough at 8:30. Anything you feel you need to add at this particular moment in order
to... Just mention, you know, when I talk about on the skin, I do mean, you know, our bathroom products, our deodorants, our toothpaste, that sort of thing. I also mean what we use in the home, our cleaning tools, products, particularly things that we might inhale, and also when we go on holiday, you know, we forget that what we put on ourselves, on our skin, and the sun can be very toxic too, and the car. You see, it makes a big difference if we all put this oil in our car, because it lowers the emissions and it helps the car to work better and more efficiently, and you know, actually it doesn't cost you much because it makes your petrol last more.
Less polluting.
Or your diesel. Yeah. But, that's all a very important part. And, you know, when you open the boot of the car and the engine is running, you know, you're inhaling those toxins.
Mm.
And it's something that I think a lot of us forget, that sort of thing. So... that was important. And I don't know about you, but, you know, when you hear stories, just going back to this mucoidal plaque, when you hear how much you carry around in your system, I mean, I know you've heard about some stories.
Yeah, Elvis had 60 pounds of it in his gut when he died, and this mucoid plaque. Now, think of that, 60 pounds in weight actually inside his large intestine. And John Wayne was reputed to have 40 pounds of it. That's undigested food and all sorts of build-up over many, many years. I'm amazed they lived as long as they did. And, you know, I have to say that from a personal point of view, I make sure I don't carry it by using Puri Tea.
Well,
and feeling good and para-free at least once a year.
Well, I know that, you know, some people say we on average we carry 8 full meals around with us.
That's disgusting when you think about it, isn't it?
And it can range from sort of 7 to 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And just another thing I just must mention is I had somebody in the practice, actually was a child, and she wasn't sleeping properly, and it was a parasite.
Mm.
And so once she went on... an anti-parasitic course, she started sleeping properly. So, you know, all these symptoms that we walk around with and accept, headaches as well, you know, they are things to look into and see why have we got them. Because if we're not feeling well, I don't know about you, but I'm grumpy and our relationships aren't good and you just don't work so well. And just, you know, your whole zest for life, you just don't feel good. And I like to say, you know, if we do this and we get, you know, really start to improve the quality of our health, we have more energy and we feel so much better, we don't crave so much, we have better mental clarity and we have better relationships and we start to enjoy things in a way that, you know, we may not have done before.
Mm, absolutely. Vivian, that's fantastic.
Good.
I think you've covered it extremely well. I know this is a subject we could talk about all night.
Well, I could talk forever on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I know how close it is to your heart. But I think out of all of this, what's become clear is it's no one thing that causes sort of toxin build-up. It's a lifestyle issue to a large extent. But you can do things on a kind of short-termish kind of basis to help clear your system out, both from the sort of the point of view of toxin build-up in your organs, as well as clearing your gut, which of course is where most of this stuff gets absorbed anyway. Just
can
through
I
a very simple combination of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I leave you with one thought?
Mm.
This is what do we want to be, an old croc or a vintage car?
Very good thought. Exceptionally good thought. I'm trying not to think in terms of vintage at the moment. I'm thinking in terms of age reversal as much as possible. Anyway, that's absolutely brilliant, Vivian. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Pleasure.
It's been a really, really valuable call. I'm sure everyone has got a lot out of it.